This is KTWH 99.5 FM, ktwh.org online. And every spring, there is a wonderful event in Two Harbors that celebrates the efforts of our Two Harbors area food shelf and kind of the community united behind that food shelf. And they celebrate and contribute to the food shelf at the same time as they're hearing great music. Mark Gordon is with me today. Mark, welcome again back to KTWH, wearing another hat this time.
Yeah, thanks, Leo. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to steal your thunder. Tell me about the event that happens every spring at the United Church.
Well, every spring we put on, it's called Music to Feed the Soul, and we're probably in about our 14th year, something like that.
Oh, wow.
So it's been going on, and it's kind of morphed over the years to something very simple, just a few people, you know, at the beginning from church getting up and playing a few songs to, you know, this year we have 10 acts, a lot of local. Well, they're all local musicians, and it's really morphed into a really awesome concert. And so we say, you know, it's great, great music for a great cause.
You find yourself having a number of people who've been doing this with you multiple times, almost annual comebacks of some of the
there's a few that we try to get every year, like Thug, for instance.
Sure.
We'll be back this year. But we try to bring in at least, you know, half the acts would be new acts, at least from last year. And so just to kind of switch it up and bring in some new talent and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think people would be surprised. It's a pretty special venue. You want to describe to me, I remember that acoustically there's not a bad seat in a place to stand in the in the performing space.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Well, it's a very intimate venue. You know, our church is not very big, and so there's not a bad seat in the house. And the acoustics really are very good. It's right in the sanctuary. The folks playing are right up by the pulpit up there. And so it's a great place to come and listen to music.
Fantastic. Going on for 14 years, and here I was going to guess, was it 5 or 6 years? And wow. Do you want to set the stage for the kinds of acts that we have this year? I mean, are people playing, typically playing one or two songs? Your concert gets underway at 3, and I know it sounds like you have a pretty healthy size bill again this year.
Right. Typically, people will come up and they'll do two songs.
Okay.
So it kind of moves right along, and the acts are, you know, they're all local, and I'm just amazed every year about the talent in our area, like Lake County. Most of them are coming from Lake County here.
Yeah.
And just, you know, from Swedish music, Paul Dahlin is a world famous Swedish fiddler. I mean, if you Google his name, I mean, he's played all over, and he lives right here in Two Harbors. And so he played last year. He's going to play again this year. And then just other like sort of garage bands, you know, we have a fiddlers group this year who a few months ago, just some local folks here who like to fiddle started to get together at the library.
So this is the slow jam group that Carla Manning asked us to put out the word and see who showed up, and they apparently have got a lot of participation.
They have, and they're amazing.
Wow.
Fiddlers. And so they've put together two different songs that they're going to do.
Wow.
And there's a women's a cappella group that Katya, my wife Katya, started, and they're going to do a couple songs, and they get together in our house once a week and practice, and they just wanted to get together. They like to sing, and
I'm not trying to expose them to too much publicity too soon, but do they have a name? Are they billing themselves as anything yet?
They don't. They're going to practice this week, and I'll maybe have to, you know, push them towards coming up with a name.
They're worried about making a commitment to future gigs already?
Right,
they're still
right.
Getting to know each other?
Yep, okay. Yep. So bottom line is, I mean, it's just really going to be a fun concert this year, and you're going to see some new faces and just some really, really good music.
You want to give us a preview of the variety then? I know we've heard now about Paul Dahlin, and he plays with, I believe, his wife and another woman. Is it Mary Lomborg?
Yep, two others he plays with. There's a guy, Scott Radke, and Bonnie Hunderizer.
Wow, new names to me.
Yep, yep. And Scott showed up at the Fiddler's practice, and he actually is a really, really good guitar picker. Oh. And so he and Bonnie, and he'll play with local bands and stuff, and so he's quite good. And so they put together a couple tunes that they're going to do. Jerry Engine Anderson.
That name's familiar, for sure.
Yep.
He performs
locally. Yeah, he's been around a long time. He's going to do a couple of Tracy Parks. A lot of people know Tracy. Excellent.
Yeah.
Piano player.
Wonderful keyboardist and vocalist. Yeah.
Yes. Great vocals. Generations 3, it's a garage band, kind of, and they played a couple times. Bill Hermanson is in there. He goes to our church, and they're really, really good, too.
Okay. We've been exposed to a band going with the general title of Generations. Do they appear in different numbers at different times?
Well, I think Gen 3, I think when they were playing before, there was three generations folks playing that. And so they had to come up with something. So that's what they came up with. And I'm not even sure, you know, who has come and gone with them lately, but they're going to be playing. And then Paul Dahlen, of course, the Swedish Fiddlers trio. And then Mark Dahlen, who was a local guy here, who he's interesting guy. He's a professional musician, and he's actually flying in from a gig that morning. And so hopefully his flight works out, and then he'll be there.
I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but through the help of your spouse, Katya, I was made aware of Mark's existence. I believe he grows microgreens.
He does. Very delicious.
He does a great job in that regard. So I had no idea that this guy has a major alternative life being a musician. He gave the station a CD. I've premiered it a couple of times on the air, and it's mind-blowing music.
Yeah.
This is like not a guy out in a cabin in the woods noodling.
Right.
So I had no idea. Yeah. I think his name was Dahlen.
Yes.
Unlike the Swedes,
No relation.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm very, my interest has really peaked, Mark. I'm sure this is probably an acoustic gig at the church, or?
Pretty much acoustic. I mean, they'll be plugging in their amps and stuff, but it's generally an acoustic event.
I only ask because he plays some fairly psychedelic chords on the recording I heard.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe for another venue at another time. But this is going to be really fun.
Yep. And of course, Thug will be kicking it off. And we really, you know, want to do a shout out to Thug, because they actually provide all of the sound system and, you know, the musical expertise to help the different acts come up and get plugged in and run the soundboard and that kind of thing. So we really appreciate all of the help that they give us every year.
And this makes it a lot easier than having every act have to fend for themselves. You're making this much simpler because you have people on Thug who are so knowledgeable.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yep. And they have the right gear.
Yeah.
And we miss anyone? I guess we talked about members of your family.
Yeah. Katya and her dad, you know, they put together a couple of tunes. And so this year, Katya and her dad are going to do one song, and then her dad is going to do one song on his own. And so that's always fun to watch them, father-daughter.
Absolutely.
Get up there. Yeah. It's, you know, the concert's going to be great. And of course, you know, we're up there for a reason. It's just not for the fun of it. And it's a fundraising event for our local food shelf. And I know for a number of years I was a food shelf volunteer, and I was just always really impressed with our food shelf here. It's one that really stands out compared to food shelves in some other communities. I mean, we just have a really good core of volunteers and a great board that really steers how we do it. And the need is just, I mean, I'm just astounded at the numbers that they serve there and how important it is that we support the food shelf.
And the last time I had spoken to Kelsey, the manager at the food shelf, we talked about the ever-increasing demand that we had seen, and some of it may have been from closures of the plant up the shore, and others, of course, probably were spinoffs from people's impacts from COVID.
Right, and then with inflation and all that, you know.
Just dealt the final straw, maybe, in a lot of homes.
Yep. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, 925 in 2022. Like 925 individuals were served, and 383 different households. When you take a look at the population of Lake County or even Two Harbors, I think, 64 or 65% of the people who utilize the food shelf are right from our town.
They are.
Yeah. Okay. And when you look at our population, we're just not a very big town. And when you have those kinds of numbers, you know that there's a food insecurity problem.
Yeah. Clearly, the issue is one that deserves a better look. In a recent deliberation in St. Paul, there was one of the legislators was heard to say that he had never met anyone who was hungry in Minnesota.
I don't know
if that resonated with you, Mark.
Yeah, I saw that and I just thought, wow, how can you possibly be in your position and say something like that?
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess your numbers for the percentage of people in Two Harbors that have to take advantage of the food shelf opportunity just points out that when we go and enjoy this great music, we're really helping our neighbors and ourselves.
Yep.
Because it could very well be next month one of us will be using the same thing.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, statewide, it's something like 1 in 10 people have food insecurity. And if you just do the math, it's a higher number in Lake County, a much higher number. And so when we say, you know, we're supporting our neighbors, I mean, we literally are supporting the chances of someone on your block or maybe even, you know, I'm sure there'll be people attending the concert who utilize the food shelf. You know, I mean, it's just something that we really desperately need in our community.
I bet. And so, Mark, the contributions that people will make who attend Music to Feed the Soul on April 2nd, these are free will donations of preferably transactionable cash.
Yeah. So
no Bitcoin, please.
Yep. And it's a free concert, so you can just come and listen to the music. We have a basket at the door, and you just throw in there whatever you can spare. And it may not be anything, but if you can even spare a dollar or $10 or $20, and it really ranges. But at the end of the day, you know, we're usually raising right around $2,000 for the food shelf. So it's, you know, the other way to look at it is this concert is a significant part of their budget, too. I mean, this is something that really helps their budget.
Yeah, and hopefully it raises awareness of the need and the ongoing, as you said before, really quality service that the Two Harbors area food shelf has become.
Right.
And so hopefully it keeps people thinking about the need for the food. It doesn't happen in one day in April. You know, we need to buy food just that week. Mm-hmm. And some people often will give around the end of the year or the holidays. Mm-hmm. But this is really a 52-week-a-year concern to have a cash flow at that food shelf.
Well, absolutely. And the other thing about having it now is the month of March is, I don't know exactly what they call it, but it's Minnesota Food Share Month, or the, you know, it's a month where, like, our local food shelf, if they can raise dollars during that month, Minnesota Food Share can, I'm not sure if it's an exact match, but your dollars go much further.
Yes,
is the main thing.
I can't really help elaborate on what you said, except that I know from what Kelsey Dooley has told me in the past that if the funds that you raise, and I believe the funds raised in early April still are of that Minnesota Food Share, it helps leverage to some degree a bunch more giving. It's like we can call it a match of sorts. Mm-hmm. Not that you and I understand the math, Mark, but it's a good thing.
It is, and that's exactly why we do it this time of the year and not, you know, in February or January or some other time of the year. And then the other thing is just that we're used to thinking about doing food drives and dropping off our cans of whatever or boxes of food. And, you know, and that's a good thing to do. But having been a food shelf volunteer, I can tell you that a financial donation goes so much further, because you can, you know, you can give us a can of soup that maybe cost you, you know, a dollar. But if you give us a dollar, we can buy 3 cans of those, that soup.
I hate to tell you, with inflation, I looked at prices in the store, and if you can find a can of soup for a dollar, I don't think it's a good one.
Okay, right.
It's like $3 to $4 now, Mark. Holy cow, reality check for some people's everyday reality, you know, to look at the prices of basic commodities and think, I don't think I can get through to the 30th of the month.
Yep. And that's the thing. And so, you know, so many people are using the food shelf now as a backstop, and they may only need a little bit, you know, and other families need a lot. And so it's utilized however, you know, whatever the need is. That's the neat thing about our food shelf.
Right. And so if people just hear this interview in passing about Music to Feed the Soul on April 2nd, not complicated details, I'm sure they're things online. Probably the church, United Church, has a Facebook page on it. You can find information about it at the Two Harbors Area Food Shelf Facebook page, Mark. But
it's also in the community calendar at the newspaper. There's actually an ad this week.
I hope we're announcing it every day here on KTWH, too. And if we're not, I will
attend
to it. Excellent.
Yep, it is, yeah.
Good to go. Yeah. Anything else I didn't ask you about, Mark, that's relevant to the whole Music to Feed the Soul? And you said before that this is for a serious cause, but it is a lot of fun to raise funds.
Yes.
I like to emphasize that.
Right. It's a great concert, and just tell your friends, you know, the more people we can get in to watch that, the better. And last year we had to take a couple years off because of COVID. It was more of a virtual event, and we brought it back as an in-person last year, but it was still, you know, everyone was like,
no one was quite sure.
But this year it's like, let's come in and just have a lot of fun and listen to some great music and support a great cause.
Great. And you're okay with a little bit of a crowd? There could be a standing room kind of situation.
We'll bring in as however many people want to come. So.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us and visiting with Music to Feed the Soul with us, Mark. It's a pleasure having you wearing one more hat that you do in the community. It's appreciated.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Leo.
Oh, yeah. And for people who are... We have a lot of churches in town who are double-checking in their own memory banks. Mm-hmm. United Church is where?
It's on 3rd Avenue right by the library. So it's across the alley from the library. It's the brownstone building on the corner right across from the park and right by the library there. You'll see people going in and out.
You won't miss it then. Thanks a lot, Mark. Again, that's 3 p.m. Sunday, April 2nd.
Yes.
All right. Hope to see you there. This is Leo for KTWH. I've been speaking with Mark Gordon about Music to Feed the Soul, an annual benefit event meant to feed both body and soul at the United Church in Two Harbors.